Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. This is your host, Know Your Enemy. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Superman versus Batman. Was it the epic movie, or was it what were they thinking? If you'd like to chime in, the number is 657-383-0967. And press number 1 if you want to join us in the queue. Also, we're going to have Miss Tiffany co-hosting as usual. She's coming through to give us her opinion on the movie as well. I hope she's seen it, because it's going to be an interesting conversation if it's just me and her on the jumps. But I mean, I know a lot of y'all is going to come through, check it out, listen, be in the chat room, be on the phone. You know how that goes. But sometimes, you know, people don't really be able to say too much because they be chilling, just relaxing, trying to see what other people want to say. But anyway, like I said, if you want to join us on the phone line, the number is 657-383-0967. Press number 1 and we'll bring you into the queue. If you want to join us in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy. KNOWURENEMY. And if you want to check out this show or any past shows that we've done or get any upcoming, all you got to do is click follow on the homepage and it'll send you a reminder before the show is about to start at least 10 to 30 minutes, whatever you set your mind is to. And also, you can pass it along to your friends on your Facebook and other accounts because we're connected everywhere. The show will be coming back on every day of the week except for Sunday. So hopefully for those people that are late night people, you know, you get to have a good time and check us out. For those that are daytime people, we'll have some daytime shows as well. We'll let you know more as the time progresses. And for those people that have businesses or want to get noticed or want to be interviewed on the show, we do that as well. All I need from you is your bio kit, 3 clips of your work, your contact information, and your pictures, and a one-time fee of $25 for setting up the interview. What I need is so we can make sure everything looks professional, ask the right questions, and help you get out there. Most of all, try to help you get paid. And we say that you give us 24 hours. Notice just in case you can't make the show, but at the latest, 2 hours, because, you know, we could do something that day or somebody else could have came on, or maybe we wouldn't be waiting around because, you know, there's some other things we could be doing. But we're here to help anybody trying to do business, have a positive idea, that's trying to get exposure and, you know, all that good stuff. So once again, like I said, my name is Know Your Enemy. And tonight's topic, once again, Superman versus Batman. What were they thinking? I really want to know what y'all was thinking, because I had one person that said, yeah, you know, they really liked it. It was awesome. It was all that. And then I had a majority of people was looking like, why did Superman get rigged like that? Because, I mean, come on now. He had powers. And sure, Batman was a detective. But like I said, we're going to have a rack of questions, because if you've seen the movie, you'll understand why this was not the epic movie they promised us. And now, without further ado, about to bring on here Miss Tiffany. Hey, Tiff, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hello, I'm good, and you?
I'm doing gravy, baby, gravy and biscuits, gravy and biscuits. So, did you finally get to see the movie?
Yes, I seen. Who the hell said the movie was good?
Well,
must be
I didn't
one
want
of your
to reveal
friends.
The person that. Yeah, somebody on my list. Well,
okay.
I'll tell you this. The movie wasn't bad because I want to just let everybody know they did have a storyline. They did have action. But, I mean, to me, I feel like it was too many flashbacks. It was misrepresentation on Batman's part. And then it was like with Superman, they tried to play him like he was a gump and stupid and just cocky and just follow the stuff. So I was like, Superman wouldn't wear glasses just because he wanted to look intellectual to blend in. And I was like, for Christopher Reeve, I'm sorry, he fought generals, he fought Zod. I mean, he took on stuff, and you try to tell me all it took was some kryptonite and basically a few times using some weapons to lower him down, and that was it. I said, God
okay.
damn. Look,
well,
you
since
killed
you
off
done
the first...
like gave the summary all up, I'll put my little 2 cents in right now. Plug that one in. My thing is this: I heard so much about it. Oh, it was this, it was that, but nothing was ever. It was good overall. It was a decent movie, but for it to be an epic Marvel comic, it wasn't good. Man, like the fighting scenes or whatever, and I know, you know, it was cool. But in my mind, technically, before I even seen it, I was like, oh, I'm going with Batman. Batman's smarter, you know. Like, you know, I think of Superman, I think of Kryptonite. And then I was like, hold on. Didn't Ben Affleck play Superman in a movie? You know, I was like, hold on.
He played Batman.
But in a previous movie, it was an actual real Hollywood story. He played Superman. It was about the real first Superman, not Christopher Reeves, whatever the first man name was. His last name was also Reeves, the original Superman. Ben Affleck played a movie about the real Superman and how he was blacklisted. Not blacklisted, but every role he wanted, everybody always thought of him as Superman. But getting back to what I was saying, before I seen it, everybody was saying this, this, that. And everybody was like, oh, the end was so messed up. My thing was, Yes, and like I said, in my mind, it was going to be Batman. That's who I would want to win anyway. Because I guess because my time frame, me growing up, it was more Batman movies versus Superman. Yes, I'm a 70s baby, and I remember the old Superman thing. But technically, to be honest, look how many Batman movies they done had out. So I was pushing for Batman. It could have been a whole lot better. That's all I'm going to say. Is it something that I will pay again to see? Oh, hell no. Catch it on demand or, you know.
No, I saw it on the bootleg, so I think I might have missed a few parts. But for the most part, it looked like I had the whole movie. Maybe I missed something.
To watch. Point blank range. It ain't no movie I would want to talk about, to discuss. Like, all that they put into them films, and you know there's a lot of people that's comic fans and stuff, they thrive off of stuff like that. Like, a couple of weeks ago, they just had an event in Atlantic City, a weekend, dealing with comic stuff like that. Like, come on, man. They could have did way better. Whoever directed it, they should, I don't know. Only thing I'm saying is I'm not even mad at that. It was some of the plot. Like, to me, some of the stuff was missing. And like you said, they kept going back to bringing stuff up, backlash and this and that. Like, no. Like, I wasn't feeling it. It was okay. It wasn't bad. It was just decent. But, you know, and, you know, how did you feel about the ending?
I was okay with the ending, but see, here's my whole thing. The whole movie just kept dwelling on trying to get him to the funeral. Like, you started off with the funeral, then you had the backflash at the funeral. And then it was another part about the funeral. I feel like, here's my whole thing about the movie.
Right.
1 minute, they started off talking about, you know, Batman was mad because he brought the alien to the earth. I said, okay, I could go along with that. You think it like he did something wrong. Maybe we'll try to figure things out, and then you go from there. But then for, like, the next 30 minutes of the movie, it keeps going back to him and his parents. I said, hold up. Mm-hmm. Why you keep thinking about your parents' death? And even when he talked to Alfred, he's like, you know, this is going to be the biggest thing in my life, and this is going to place your legacy. I said, hold up. Batman was never about making a name for himself. Where in the world y'all got this garbage from? And then after all this, like, even after they got in the fight, you're talking about, oh, you got to go save the ship. Because, you know, we're trying to save the world now. And I go save your mother. She's not going to die tonight. Hold on, why can't you just save
her? Right.
Which so much she's not going to die tonight. What kind of crap is that? I said, like, you know what? Y'all have done totally messed me up on every level. But now, without further ado, I'm going to take y'all to the part that really got me the most. They said this was supposed to be an epic movie. Now, you tell me, because, like I said, I've seen the bootleg version. But for everybody else, how many times did Superman and Batman fight? Because I sworn it was only one fight in the whole movie. Did they fight any other time?
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. I think it was. Hold on, let me get a backup on it. Hey, Paco, how many times did Batman and Superman fight in the movie? How many times did they fight in the movie? Batman and Superman. 3, 4. What movie you was watching?
Right.
Oh, you know what? He in the kitchen. Willie, you on air. I need your undivided attention. I can't be, you know, messing with you while you in the kitchen.
All right, well, now we're going to take it to the part that really got me off. This is the only time I've seen them fight, so I just want y'all to tell me about this part that I'm about to play. But before I get to that, I'm going to say one other thing. Now, you've seen Superman flying in the sky. You saw him fighting people. You seen him shooting people with fire. How did y'all make it the epic part that Batman ran to him with the car? I was like really dumb. Your car just blew up and
my
put on fire.
My thing is just, they made it. Whoever wrote it was more for Batman at the end of the day. That's all I'm going to say.
All right,
you
got to
come in here if you're going to give your input, boo.
Okay, so y'all hear me.
He has another opinion. Go ahead and talk, but he's about to be in like a minute or two.
All right, so y'all, here we go. Batman just shot some kryptonite at Superman. He's choking on the ground. Now, the nigga just already got shot up. Then on top of that, he just tried to hit him with some sound waves. And then on top of this, you try to tell me Batman talked all that smack. Now, watch what happens, right? He told him he's not a man. He talking about being brave. He talking about fear. Do you also remember the part when he started beating him up and then he heard that little clink sound from Superman's face? Superman looked at him like, really? You still hitting me, nigga? Like, you really hitting me? And then Batman held his hand up like, hold up. I was just playing. Why you trying to do this to me? Throw us through the wall. Kick him through the other jumps. Laugh through the brain.
He bitched him. I'm telling you, whoever wrote that, they wasn't for Superman. I don't know what the hell was going on. What was the plot? But
that's what I'm getting at.
It could have been better. That's all I got.
If he shot the kryptonite out the gun, you think Superman was really going to fly at him for a second time to get his tail whooped? He got whooped twice in the same time. You tell me the nigga got fire coming in his eyes. He could blow the cold air and freeze the person.
If anything, I would have had, like, you know, you think of Superman, that's like the S on the chest. That's the good. You know, Batman would have been like the bad, the villain. Like, it would have went to the end. You know, like, I'm just, I don't know.
But it's still more to it, because even in this one part, this part only, he says to Superbad, oh, I bet your parents told you when you was going to grow up, you were going to be something. Well, my parents told me when they was dying in the gutter that the only way to make the world make sense is you got to force it. So you telling me after all this, and he saved the little child, that's what kind of role model Batman is? If you want to make something that makes sense in this world, you're supposed to force things and do what you want to do. I was like, Batman was a superhero, not a criminal. And then that's how make it seem like he teamed up with Lex Luthor. So where was that going with
this? Here is Paco with his 2 cents. Can you hear me clearly?
All right.
All right, so you can ask him what you want to ask him about the movie.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Paco, what's up? What's good with you?
Your name and who you call when you call
from
for the caller.
Okay. Hello. My name is Willie B, a.k.a. Paco, calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
All right. So what was your thoughts on the Batman movie? And I'm going to ask you some questions after just quick commentating on you.
Okay.
So what did you think of it all?
My thoughts was that I would say it was, like, the movie was more so towards, like, I would say Batman. Because it seemed like Batman beat Superman up. Like, I knew Batman was going to beat Superman up from the way they was fighting. It just seemed like, I don't know. It's like Batman, he was getting beat up, but it seemed like the damage he was doing to Superman, it was really impacting and affecting him. And then, like, at the end, like, Batman spared Superman because if it wasn't for him, you know, Superman be dead. You gotta change your heart.
Well, Batman would have been dead too. Because think about this, right? Do you remember after he said what he said to Lex Luthor? And then it was like, okay, so how about Wonder Woman to come out in time? He tried to shoot that kryptonite. You know, that nigga would have blasted him off the break.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And then here's another thing, right? Think about with the kryptonite and shooting them all like that. Do you really think Superman, if they had a real Superman, if you remember Christopher Reeve, he was a smart person. He was intellectual. Who's going to fly right back into the kryptonite twice after that nigga just try to whip you, try to shoot you, try to use a stingray on your ear? You talking about, oh, you know, men are brave. And if you ain't brave and you're not even a god, you remember when that nigga start end up having the kryptonite wear off on him? He start hitting Superman. Superman looked at him like, bitch, you really still hitting me? Like, seriously, you hear that little clink? And he put his hands up like, hold up, wait a minute, I was just playing. Like, seriously, after all that?
Yeah, and then, like, I thought it was going to be, like, on some, like, they was going to fight to death. I didn't think they was going to fight that big old thing. Like, I ain't really get that part. I really ain't like
that. But hold up. How about that other part? How about when he starts saying, Martha, what made you say that name? This whole time, this nigga been trying to fight you, trying to kill you, talking about taking over the earth and got to take you out. You tell me all he had to do is say one person's name and all of a sudden he had a nervous breakdown?
It was on some like some Jason when you call his mother Jason. You got to change your heart.
Right. So it's like when I heard that part and I start seeing parts, you know, it was like one of the movies you had to watch it over and over again to make it start looking good. But it's like some parts you was like, it just didn't make any sense because like in the beginning, they kept showing the funeral. They kept reflecting on his parents. And you're talking about he trying to leave a legacy. But when we first started off, it was about, you know, the city got messed up because the aliens came down. So which one are you doing? You doing it for the legacy of your family or are you trying to save the earth?
Trying. The legacy of my family.
All right.
Get there. When you die, when you're born, you already die. Oh, well.
And look, this is the first time they all come together. He dies right off the break.
Yeah.
It could have been better. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just looking for what's the next one is the Captain America, the Iron Man one.
I think it's coming out on the 27th. I really didn't think that the Batman and Superman would be a good fight anyway.
Like, I can't just picture both of them fighting. Like, I just don't see
it. It should have been like Daredevil and Batman.
Yeah, or some. Like, I would see, like, I could see some Iron Man and Superman and something, like, people that's flying. Like, I just can't see a land person fighting a person that fly. Like, don't get me wrong, Superman, he can be on land, but it just didn't seem like, you know, it would be like an even match. Just, what the thing?
Well, here's my whole thing. If he saw General Zod and took him out, and you tell me this nigga, he flew through walls and he could shoot you from a mile away. I say, how the world are you throwing Batman? Just especially with that heavy artillery on, how do you flying around with the metal so easily?
Mm-hmm.
And then right after he beat Superman, it's like, okay, he had an S on his chest, but then the people stabbed him, shot him in the back of the head. You tell me he still wasn't affected. You would thought he was Superman instead. But, yeah, I just had to get that off my chest for the night about that. So I appreciate you coming through, Willie, and we'll do some more movie interviews. Hopefully you'll stay tuned then.
All right. Thank you for hosting me.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, with all that jumps and everything they put into it, because, you know, this movie actually, ever since back when the Zane movie came out and when – the John Wick movie came out. They was posting this movie for about a year and a half before it actually hit the theaters.
Right. That's true. But I don't know. It's just like the movies is changing now.
I think the only one stays really to the guidelines is like the Spider-Man movie and the X-Men movie. But now even with the X-Men, I ain't trying to be funny. They're going so far with the X-Men movie. It's about to be about as many X-Men movies as it is Jason movies.
X-Men. You know what? It's crazy not to change the subject, but I was just talking about they doing another Fast and Furious. I was like, well, goddamn, to me, they should have just ended it with the last one because that was, like, heart-wrenching. Yeah, with Paul Walker pace. And they doing another one now and they filming. Like, some movies, I think you just need to stop at, like, three.
Like, with this.
I'm gonna tell you the number one worst remake they ever made, and they stopped as soon as they did it. Did you see the new remake of when they did the Freddy movie? That nigga looked like a daggone.
That nigga looked gay or something. Like, I don't know what the hell was going on with that Freddy. The last one that came out, I didn't like it. Like, it was just weird. Yeah, it was just weird. Like
he wasn't even scary. He just looked weird. That was it.
Right. Okay, I hear that. Yeah, but so is there any movies you're looking forward to seeing?
I'm actually still stuck. Like you said, every time they bring something out, it's like they show you all the good stuff in the previews, and then when you actually watch the movie, it's like I could have watched that at home, or I could have waited for that to come out on cable, or If you got it on bootleg, you probably would give it away to somebody.
Oh, well, please, you be online watching movies. He be online watching. Oh, well, Paco said he be online watching, too. You know,
yeah,
man, I go
some of the movies. You got to do it first before you go see it.
No, I check
out. Oh, you know,
I check out the movie.
You know what?
Death Squad.
I think the one
he
that made Dark Knight.
He said, oh, you want to see Death Squad?
I'm not sure. It looks like it's going to be good, though.
Yeah, it's like a...
But you know what? I think the one that made The Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises, I think he should have made the Batman versus Superman
movie. That's when it changed. That was good, Because I ain't know how they was... Cause, you know, that like... That kind of changed it. Like, that was on point. Because who was that, Christian Bale? That played that man?
And then they had a conclusion, because think about it. After they had the Johns with Bane, it's like, okay, Catwoman then came about, and they was in a relationship, and then next part was Robin finally developed. So it's like, oh, they were supposed to been going to a whole nother level, and they still start back over with Batman again.
The one Batman I do like is the one with the Riddler and Mr. Freeze.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Correct.
That was a good Batman.
I seen that one at the movie. That was...
I like that.
Because that
was...
Uma Thurman. Yeah, it was a lot of them in that one. And I liked the one with the
Penguin.
The original... Yeah, with the Penguin and Joe...
And that little short guy, he played awesome.
Danny DeVito.
DeVito, yeah.
Yeah, I like him. That little thing was crazy. He felt like a little egg. I don't know.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I remember he played in the Matilda movie. That's why I'm laughing. Yeah, but he played that. But that Joker... Like,
you know what I'm saying, Joker,
you
never predicted it, but all this stuff was on point. Because, you know, you had to think about it. He got himself locked up on purpose to set the people up. He burned the money up. He took over the city. It's like you never knew what the Joker was going to do next.
But my thing is this, in all honesty, when it comes down to the bets, what was your favorite Batman, well, far as in costume looking like Batman? Like, so to me, Val Kilmer was the best looking like Bruce Wayne. You know, Michael Keaton with the eyes, but you know, Christian Bale, I'm sorry, he was on point.
I just felt like Ben Affleck, he should have been Batman.
I'm telling you, he played in the movie as Superman. When y'all see, y'all were like, he was better off as Superman.
Like, he don't have that Batman look. Like, he looked like he was out.
Right.
Christian
like,
Bale.
Yeah, Joker better than Dark
Knight
Rise. I
mean,
right.
He took it to a whole different level, because when Jack Nicholson played it, he was nice with it, but what's the guy that died? He took it to a whole different level.
But you know what? Even in this new one, it's like I thought Alfred was the one that was supposed to be raising Batman. How come they look like they almost around the same age?
And then my thing is, what happened with the girl? Denise or whatever. Remember the one with the girl that was in it? Remember the one, the Batman with the girl? That was staying at the house? Why y'all looking at me like a person?
The
I know, I'm stuck.
Yeah, that was the robber. Yeah.
That was the one with Robin.
Yeah.
And that was the one with Mr. No, that ain't the one with Mr. Free. That was the one.
Man, hold on. That might have been a one with Mr. Freeze.
Yeah,
because Uma Thurman, they was going back and forth. Yeah, Poison Ivy.
That's
pretty,
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Easy to get you in on our chat sessions more often.
I got Spider-Man. Yeah.
Please, they gonna come out with any and everything.
Well, another one I was disappointed with is that Star Wars movie came out. Somebody told me that off the new Star Wars, that Luke Skywalker's son came out and slammed him with the daggone lightsaber. I thought, you mean after all this Johnson returning a Jedi and making Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah, I thought
as soon as you come back with a dude that he just got stabbed.
Yeah. I haven't seen him since like Revenge of the Sith. I just like stopped it to Star Wars.
Right.
Star Wars was epic back in the day.
I just like the Jar Jar Binks.
I like Revenge of the Sith, but this new stuff, and they keep making things over and then trying to animate, I'm like, yo, they just trying to wear things out. It's not even going to be likable no more.
Right. I just need to let it go. I'll take another Avatar before I take all this little remake stuff.
Yeah, I know, I can't do Avatar. Man.
I like Avatar. It's different. Sometimes a little different is, you know, a good thing.
Well, you heard they also supposed to come out with another Scarface.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie,
that was my grandmama movie.
If they mess Scarface up, man, it's gonna be no end. Now, when they did the video game version of it, they talking about Scarface didn't die, what would happen? I can see that jumps happening, but if they mess Scarface up, man, you know how much stuff they had to go through just to get that movie to come out?
I'm telling you, he would have been terrible.
Yeah,
his sister died. Shorty left on Michelle Pfeiffer, man, he would have been off the chain.
Now, I'm just like, how did he get shot in the back? He was eating all the bullets.
That was the cocaine. I'm still standing. Say hello to my little friend.
Like,
that was the cocaine. And that nigga standing.
He was invincible. He was going through everything. He just
don't have my time. Right.
Yeah.
But
I'm telling you, if he didn't drop that cannon, he was safe. What he messed up with, he shot his best friend.
Yeah, that's what I said. He cut those with the ball. I remember when it came down to change.
Man, but come on now. You go, that's your sister. You told him don't mess with your sister. You know he like a dirty dude. Sister, I was like, Christ was getting tired. She was a little freak. You wanna fuck me, Tony?
Oh.
You know.
Yo, that's why I knew she was high.
I saw this nigga about to go down. God damn it! And now you think of all this stuff now, how he had surveillances and stuff. We talking about something that was made so many years ago, but you know.
But so here's what my main question was about the movie. Did y'all ever think about this, like? He asked him why he didn't shoot the person. How the world are you going to tell a person because you had your wife and the kids in the car? That looked like some Illuminati type stuff. Like, you want me to shoot the people in the car,
but
yet
you
I fucking blew them
that's
up.
That's how some people are. They straight killers, they don't care. But, you know, some of them, them Italians and stuff, they don't play that with the wife and kids. You know, certain.
That's you by yourself.
Right.
Like them Asians.
Yeah, certain ones don't play with the wife and kids. That's just like with them Chinese. You know, they into that cutting you with the, you know, they cut their stuff too.
Yeah,
but they ain't into all that shooting up. They do, but, you know.
They like the ice. You
saying
the new ice?
No, I ain't seen. I don't even deal with nothing dealing. You know what? There you go. So what's the next movie coming out? This won't be on our agenda to talk about, to discuss.
Oh, we might go over what Willie said, because like I said, I don't really have none right now, because like I said, a lot of these movies be a disappointment. I watch more of the old school movies. Like, I watch Machete, and I watch, like, what was that assassin movie? It was The Tournament, when you're supposed to get, like, all the people that's supposed to be the best killers in the world.
Oh, what was
you put
the
taser on the
lady?
Yes, she was a beast in that jump. She had
what
killed
was
his
that
wife.
Called?
That's why I said it's called A Tournament.
The Tournament.
Did you watch Bone Tomahawk?
Mm-mm.
That's a good one.
Bone Tomahawk?
Yeah. It's about, like, in the Wild Wild West, they got, like, what's that guy? Kurt Russell. People in that Wild Wild West, and it's about this. The Indian tribe back in the day, I guess it was some crazy type stuff, but they was like cannibal, like
They was cannibals.
I'm talking about they had the bone tomahawk. They had the man upside down. They split them in half, like from balls all the way. Boom. Like, really had them upside down. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, some of them old movies, you'd be like,
I like,
see, old school movies didn't play like that, because let you watch Death Wish, that was enough to play with.
Oh, yeah, Charles Bronson, remember when he cut that man's tongue out?
Death Wish.
That was a vengeance. What, this man, his wife, it started out with, I think his wife or daughter got raped and stuff.
Oh,
and he went after the killers, but every movie, he was the villain. It was crazy. And then one of them, he wound up cutting this man's tongue. Didn't one of them, the tongue got cut out? Oh, it might have been another one.
He did it all.
Two movies they made for a video game like that. I liked the Punisher, the video game.
Okay.
When they came out with the movie tongue.
But see, that's why some movies, I just go with anticipation of no anticipation.
And Max Payne, too. It was a good
Yeah.
The movie phony, too. Like,
that was stupid.
Max Payne was that drill in the game. Like, yo.
Not that damn movie.
That movie wow.
Yeah, that was stupid. I just don't like sometimes how they change characters. You know, like, now I'll give it to X-Men and them.
Yeah,
their characters be on point. I love me some Wolverine. Oh, yes.
I mean, Wolverine's only going to have two because, you know, they done did his character like four times now. They had, They got the Chinese jumps they did, and then they got the jumps when he's supposed to be doing his memory and stuff. It's like, I think they're going to have to go through each person. That's going to be like, what, 24 characters? Because
they
still got to get
like sentenced. Mm-hmm. And how Shorty had the blue. Like, all that stuff, you know, I'm just saying.
Your makeup be on point.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell you, like, this stuff
be
on point.
X-Men.
I thought they should come out with a book for
Flash. That'll be good.
Well, then again, I don't know how Flash died birthday. I don't know what else. They need to come out with another Mortal Kombat. I liked it the first one with Lee Kane and them.
Yeah, you know, Mortal Kombat was the truth.
That was I ain't gonna lie. That was definitely Kombat.
I was surprised they ain't ever make something like Tech. You know, Tekken usually was my game.
Yeah. I used to like the guy with the bullet.
Mm-hmm. I used to play Tekken, like you couldn't sell me nothing. I thought I was the girl. I was when I used to play the video games. Now, you know, don't be getting quiet over there.
I'm just chilling.
Oh, you just chilling?
Yeah. Cause like I said, I can't even really think of no movies now. Cause back in the day, it's like you knew what to expect. Like I said, some of these movies been gone so far now, I don't really know what to look forward to. Because I still got to see Run All Night and a few other movies. But it's like, man,
Run
I kind of want to go with people.
Is that the one with Liam Neeson?
Yeah, about his son.
That was good. That was actually. No, I didn't see Barbershop. Do you like it?
I always went to see. It was okay. I liked it.
How was Ride Along, too?
It was okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't explain it. Like, certain movies, like, I don't know. I find Kevin Hart funny, but not in
everything.
I feel like he tried to do a little.
I think he'd be popping pills. He's a
right.
little extra sometimes
yeah,
to me. But I must say, in Ride Along, when he shot that gun, yo, I swear to God, I thought it was real. Because he looked like he wasn't really. The expression on his face is really when you hitting off a gun that got a lot of power to it and it'll knock your ass off your feet. So
Well, I like him in that comedy jump that he did when he talked about the bum bum. I thought that was the funniest thing he ever said.
I like Chris Russo in stand up. We talking about bum bum, and then he talking about
what's the thing he used to say about his steps?
Nah, the jacked up part. You remember when he said if you had the nigga that's taller than you and he was growing your girl and talking about how you gonna fight him when you naked? I said, heck nah. He put some stuff in your mind and mess your head up.
And then you know the crazy thing about it? He was talking about he said that how you gonna, fight a kid can't leave in front of your son. And all I just think about is when Cat really got beat up by a school boy. That nigga done lost his mind.
Come on, yeah.
I'm about to put him behind bars for a minute. He keep doing stuff every week.
That nigga losing money.
Said he really give a kick.
I think that nigga, somebody done gave him some badass PCP or something, laced it. And I think he just messed up. He wasn't even his talk right now to be on all Illuminati. Now, if it was Catway, because he done did so much in the movies, and then, he's still making money off of the Husbands of Hollywood, all that little bull crap, because I don't like that, but I don't watch that. But you know how it is. That's just crazy. Wow, we have 3 minutes left.
So you going to give everybody information, let them know about any parties you got coming up? Because I know you supposed to have one at one point, but you had to set it back.
Right. Okay, people, this is your co-host, Miss Tiffany, TiffinyGladden. You can hit me up on Facebook. I will be doing a meet and greet in Atlantic City on June the 24th. So if you're interested in just meeting up, having a couple drinks, holla at your girl. And I'm also having another event in Baltimore, July the 29th. It's going to be a fish fry, and anybody that comes to my events is a game night. So that means you will have unlimited food, unlimited drinks. Tickets is $20. And it's going to be at the America's Best Value Inn. So get at me if you're interested in coming to either event. Thank you.
You're welcome. And everybody, tomorrow night we're going to have a big topic. A lot of times we be up here struggling because maybe you might have got laid off a job or you can't find no work, or maybe you get out of school and you can't get nothing. How about there is ways online to make money without even having to work? And you could actually be making more money than the person that actually has a career or a job. So we're going to be discussing this types of ways of making money, even when you're in a struggling way, or if you're trying to make extra money, even if you're not having to be famous, how can you be making a rack of money and still be on top of your game without having to worry about drama and the economy? Once again, this is your host, Know Your Enemy. We'll see y'all tomorrow night, and good luck. Have a great night, and see you soon.
Good night.